is fun.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley's here, Braves insider and MLB insider as well. Rangers Braves tonight. And Grant, good to have you back on. Let's talk a little bit about this game because Mike and I were talking about the pitching matchup. Joey Wentz, you know, 2-1, 5.71 ERA, and three major league teams. But this is kind of what you said the other day when I asked you we're going to see this, right? Guys in and out of the rotation. But all you're asking for is to give us a shot, right? We want to see the bats working. We want to see some guys, again, hopefully heat up, but we got to get a shot with the starting pitching. What have you seen enough of Joey Wentz to have any idea of what to feel good about heading into tonight's contest?
Yeah, I think the first couple of appearances that you've seen from him, I mean, he's done everything you can ask for somebody who really wasn't stretched out to be a starter or I think really more than a multi-inning reliever. And when I say that, I mean like a couple of innings. But he's been able to go three and four innings. He was able to throw four shutout his last time out, which was pretty impressive. It was not a bad lineup that he was facing either. Unfortunately, that was the game that went so awry last Saturday. So we don't have to relitigate that, but Joey Wentz did his job. The offense did his job. It was a bad day for the bullpen. But unfortunately, this is the necessity, at least for right now, where Atlanta is. Until they can get Chris Sale back, until they can find other answers, maybe other options, or want to try out some of their starters in the minor leagues, whether that's Hurston Waldrop or J.R. Graham or somebody else. I don't know. I mean, they've got a few guys that are kind of in the middle to lower levels of the minors, but we've also seen a cautionary tale of maybe not trying to throw guys into the fire before they're ready for that and don't have that flame-proof suit on. And that's not any kind of a joke about the game that we've got at the racetrack coming up next weekend. Yeah. But, yeah, there's just a lot to, I think, right now just get through so that you're able to truly size up what you need to do to get this thing turned around in the larger sense. In the final couple of months, you're not going to be able to erase what the first 3.5 months have been. But at the very least, maybe you can feel good about some of the things you have in place and know exactly what you need to find in the offseason to make this club a better version of itself, to make a very long story short.
Grant McCauley's with us, guys. As of now, we're going to be days away from the trade deadline. So safe to say Sean Murphy is non-negotiable. And I guess the future means in the short term, Drake Baldwin, he will get every third day he'll catch, and he'll be the DH next year?
I mean, maybe. It's hard to say exactly because we've seen that plan come out and then, you know, somebody gets hit by a pitch, somebody strains an oblique, right. And the next thing you know, the whole thing has changed. But that I do think is kind of at the core of why the Braves like having multiple guys who are capable of doing the catching thing. I mean, we saw in 2021, I've called this for years, an open tryout after Travis d'Arnaud got hurt to just try to cover the 3 months that he was out. And when he got back, he caught every single inning of that postseason run, which is a pretty incredible feat for a catcher. And I know there's some days off and whatnot, but that's a pretty insane thing to think about. So, yeah, this is, I think, as much as anything about having a strength that will help you not only behind the plate for continuity's sake, but two guys who know how to hit and also two guys that know how to handle a pitching staff. Sean Murphy is one of the best in baseball. I think Drake Baldwin has a great IQ for this. I think he's learning a ton. I think he learned a lot from Sandy Leon last year. When I talked to Drake in spring training, he was giving credit to guys like Leon and Yuli Gurriel. I mean, 40 years old, but still playing in AAA. A lot that he could teach a young player, 21, 22-year-old Drake Baldwin, to have him ready for what he's done this year. So, you know, whether or not they want to revisit this in the winter, which I think is a better time to consider trading someone like a Sean Murphy or Michael Harris or Ozzie Albies, if that's what people are looking at, is kind of either trading from a strength like catcher or trying to get something for guys who have disappointed you in other ways, the trade deadline is probably not going to yield the Braves the best market for what they're looking to do.
Everybody just assumes he's gone. We're talking about Marcell Ozuna. Are you on that same bus? Do you believe that? Or where are you at with the trade deadline in Ozuna as we speak right now? Obviously, things could change, but what do you feel?
Well, hopefully I'm not on the same bus he's on. I am. You know, we may not be having too many more calls. But no, I really do think that he's probably – played his last, you know, few games here with Atlanta leading up this week, if there is interest out there. It is quite possible that clubs could look at it and say, well, we're going to pass because the hip is just giving us pause and we're just not going to give much for him. And maybe the Braves look at it and don't have much of an offer and a team doesn't want to take on the salary. I mean, I don't think the Braves are saying, well, we want to pay him to play someplace else. At the very least, you want to move that freight as well. And I know that there's a lot of semantics we can get into about all of the Braves saving money and all of the things that come with that. But that would kind of be the purpose of trading a Marcell Ozuna, a Raisel Iglesias, is just being able to move their salary on. Maybe you're able to move that around a little bit and do a little bit of buying that could possibly get you a starter that would help for the remainder of the season and be controllable in 2026. That would certainly be nice. It would involve a few different dominoes falling, but again, it just remains to be seen how exactly Alex Anthopoulos is going to approach this. The aggressiveness that he's had in the past, I just really don't see a place for that this year because there's not much you can do to breathe life into this season again for a club that is routinely double-digit games under 500.
It's a Grant McCauley, guys. His Braves going to be out in Texas, baby. What's going to happen with Snicker? Is there going to be an announcement they're going to extend his contract? Is there going to be an announcement that he's going to be riding off into the sunset? Haven't heard anything.
No, we haven't really, and that's kind of been the, I guess, interesting factor about it. I mean, I've talked to Snit a lot this year. I have not asked him personally if he's planning to retire. I don't know if that's the appropriate thing to ask somebody. I've never really thought about it that hard, I guess, until now. But it does sound like from a lot of folks around the team and your writers that cover the team as well, we certainly had conversations of, you think this is it? I was having one with somebody in the local media just a few days ago about, what do you think? Is he coming back for year 50, I mean, there's no guarantee that next year is going to be better than this year. Sorry to throw that bucket of cold water on everything. So even if you want to have a better one to go out on, again, there's just no guarantee that it's going to all turn around. There are some cases to be made for the Braves trying to do things to reconfigure the voice and the leadership of the club, not as a complete detriment to Snit, but just because these things just over time, it's just part of the game. It's part of how it works, but he's done a lot for this club in 49 years. I'm sure if he doesn't want to manage next year or doesn't end up managing, he can serve the club in some other capacity. And I think it's just about finding what is best for the Braves and making that best decision on who can lead this team into the future, because it does seem like they're at a pivotal point where some conversations are certainly going to have to be had to have better results than we've seen in 2025. There's just no two ways about it. Everybody knows it, even if it's not being said out loud every day. The players, I think, are carrying around that burden as well, that they didn't want this season, and they certainly didn't want Snit to go out on this note if, in fact, this is his last year.
Rangers send out right-hander Nathan Eovaldi. He's been really good. And that tonight won't be easy. Like, they're not walking into a situation in Texas where they're going to be able to just, easily get hits. This guy, Eovaldi, would be leading the majors, Mike, in ERA if he had enough innings to qualify. He's, what, produced 94 strikeouts and 91 innings over 16 starts. And then they've got Jacob deGrom, who's also 3-0 in four starts since coming back after a month-long stint on the injury list. So the point is, Grant, again, we want guys to get hot, but this is going to be a tough task tonight.
Yeah, it definitely will be. I don't think they're going to see DeGrom in this series, but yes, in terms of what's going right for the Rangers lately, he's absolutely one of those. I mean, how about all-star Jacob DeGrom again after all of the injuries that he's been dealing with? One of the best pitchers that any of us, I think, have ever seen, at least in this generation, is Jacob DeGrom, and obviously the Rangers paid him an awful lot of money to come help them out. But yeah, Nathan Eovaldi is a guy that I think back in the winter, if we were flashing back to conversations we've had and making a wish list of guys that could help out the Braves rotation that you could have gotten, Eovaldi would have been nice. But the Rangers, they ponied up. They paid him big to keep him around, and he certainly has been helping lead that rotation. We are going to see Kumar Rocker and I believe Jack Leiter in the other two games.
Correct.
Those are a couple of young guns for this club, so they'll be a tough task, I think, that you might be unfamiliar with.
Was Eovaldi thinking about leaving, or was he never leaving just based on the money that they were offering?
Well, when you're a free agent, I think you always think about it. But the clubs, and I think the Rangers in this case, if I remember correctly, kind of went on that preemptive strike of, we don't want to let this guy get away. Okay. We want to go ahead and make him priority one.
Okay. Yeah, he's a dude.
It is our man, Grant McCauley, wrapping things up. Gee, I know we're not going to be buying, but some teams are going to be buying, and maybe in this division. You buying that the Mets are going to be buying Eugenio Suarez from the D-backs? Because his name has been mentioned, linked with them. That'd be a lot of home run power.
Yeah, no, the Braves saw it. Four home runs in one game, and the Braves managed to give him the Bob Horner treatment and allow the Diamondbacks to lose it. But either way, I mean, Eugenio Suarez has been a prolific slugger throughout his career. The strikeouts have been a problem at times, but you look at major league home run leaders. I mean, I didn't expect Cal Raleigh to be the guy. Aaron Judge, I certainly did. You expect to see Ohtani up there, but Eugenio Suarez is also hanging out in that rare air. So somebody out there, I think, is going to go after him to shore things up at third base. The Yankees made a deal for Ryan McMahon of the Rockies to try to help them out at third base because Jazz Chisholm did not work there. It's been a black hole for them. Chisholm's moved back over to second base. But to go back to the Mets, yeah, I think they're going to be buying. I think they're going to be looking for pitching just like everybody else, and they're going to try to make a run of it. And if they could get a little bit more power in that lineup to go along with Pete Alonso and some of those other thumpers they have and Francisco Lindor and the likes, it could be a very dangerous team if they do what they did last year and get hot down the stretch and make a run towards October.
Grant, when are you on this weekend?
I will be on 5 to 7 on Sunday. Sunday, of course, is induction day for the Hall of Fame. I was able to chat with the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Josh Rauch. You'll hear my conversation with him. We'll hear from the inductees and their families, of course, because Dick Allen and Dave Parker both have passed. Parker most recently, which is really heartbreaking. He finally succumbed to his battle with Parkinson's. But we'll get into all of that. Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner, former Brave, briefly as well. Talk a lot about that. And of course, we'll size up what happens in the state of Texas and with the trade deadline looming for the Atlanta Braves. It's From the Diamond, 2 hours on Sunday, 5 to 7. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app.
And Grant, just because you know you and me, we love the history of baseball, of Carl.
Yes.
The Dave Parker throw in the 79 All-Star game in Seattle, that's one of those childhood memories Carl and I always talk about. And I got to see Dave Parker a lot when the Mets playing the Pirates in that division. He was, to me, I mean, that was a no-brainer. It's a shame he won't be around to see it.
Yeah, it really is, but I am glad that his legacy is going to be. He got the opportunity to know that he's a Hall of Famer. They made the trip to him in Cincinnati to give him his Hall of Fame jersey and hat. It's one of the things that they do for the players when they do get elected. And, of course, in his condition, he wasn't going to be able to do a ton of traveling, but his family will be there. His son, this little spoiler alert for the interview coming up on Sunday, but his son will be given the Hall of Fame acceptance speech for Dave Parker. And from what I hear, he's the spitting image of the Cobra, so that should be pretty cool.
He's a big boy, man. Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate you, brother, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You do the same. We'll talk to you next week.